This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. And before you fret, there's no fretting. We're going to get to the Lions today. We're going to do plenty of football. But I it's been bothering me. I've seen it multiple times, and I started doing a little bit of data mining, and I go, nope, you're not crazy. The guy you just handed $250 million to is a zero in the fourth quarter. It's Cade Cunningham. And here's your other problem, guys. It's very simple. You paid the guy. What incentive does he have to get better? All it is a countdown to his reps going, Cade. Let's get you up out of here. South Beach sounds nice. Mm-hmm. So, look, you better get a point guard in here and fix this quick because you don't have the thing you think you have, which is time. So I wanted to bring it up. I've given you the data, and we got people who want to rap about it. It's a great job by you guys.
Yeah, but I think the point guard that you want is going to be a flawed point guard that people are going to mock and make fun of, like, oh, you can't bring this guy here. Why? Because this team's doing so great.
Oh, no, I need a good one. Huh. No. I'm not taking broken China. I want a good one, meaning if I have to give up a pick, if I have to give up a Durin, if I have to give up Ivy, I'm doing it. These pieces don't matter. Like, you think Fontecchio is here when you're ready to win? Malik Beasley? You have nothing.
So I'm saying, so the route of, like, maybe you go out and get a Chris Paul-like type of point guard, you're passing on that?
Not that player in specific, but, like, established vet with upside?
I would even take him.
No, I would not. Dude, he's 7,000 years old. He graduated with Methuselah. You can't bring him here.
Yeah, but no, he's still better than what you got.
I am not going to argue. I'm done with this. I'm just going to go.
Sky is purple.
Matt, you win. You nailed it. Matt, 97-1. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? You remember St. Louis Kings?
Who? What?
St. Louis Kings?
Not a lot of people remember. Kansas City had a pro NBA team, but they sucked. And so they moved to Sacramento and became the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
And I'm not saying the Pistons are going to move.
Oh.
But, you know, it's just an idea.
Oh, listen, Matt, if I could blow this thing up and just get an expansion team, I would. It would be my gift to my city. I can't do that.
But I do think Cade is the best player on the team. I know not right now. But he does need help. The problem with that is no one wants to come here. No one's going to sacrifice their career to come to a losing dynasty. Not even a dynasty, a losing team. No one's going to kill themselves to come to Detroit.
No, and look, Sacramento, who you comped, do you know how they changed it all? Sure, drafting helped. No. But you know what they did? They made a wildly bold trade that they got panned for, but it has worked out. They took their lottery selection, who was an all-star in his rookie year, in Tyrese Halliburton, and dealt him to Indiana for Donatas Sabonis. Their entire culture flipped. It evened out their backcourt. It allowed De'Aaron Fox to run the team. And now they're at least respectable. And I know last year wasn't as good as the year prior, light the beam, the whole thing. Matt, you got to be bold. This is the problem I have in this town, and it's what we've seen. We've seen it with the Tigers, the Wings, and I'm praying we don't see it with your Lions. At a certain point, you've got to be bold. It requires risk. The only way you're going to break 15 years
of not winning a playoff game, not a series, a game, is bold. And if I am not going to sit here and watch Trajan Langdon with that blank stare on his face, he's basically basketball Daniel Jones, I'm not going to sit here and do it as he just rearranges the furniture on the Titanic for 2 years. You got to get bold. We've lost a generation of fans in this town. It's going nowhere. Now, yes, it's four games, but no offense. You want to put your mortgage beating the Knicks? You think you're going to Boston and winning? Going to Milwaukee and winning? Guys, look at the schedule. The season's going to be bleeped up before it begins. And here's our best player who's a nobody in the fourth quarter. It's worth a couple segments to talk about.
No, it is. And I'm glad the people responded. I just thought you were messing with me.
No, this is sincerity right here.
Are you being serious?
Go to Steve. I'm serious as hell. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, first time caller.
Welcome.
Okay. Hey, listen, you're right on. There's no way he should be running the point. He sits the first half of the fourth quarter. He's on the bench. Then he comes in. There's no flow. Nobody knows who's going to take the shot the rest of the fourth quarter. It's a mess. I mean, you got Beasley, Hardaway, Fontecchio, and Sasser. They're all, like, useless. I want to keep Ivy. He can, like, he's a matchup nightmare this year.
All right, so then here's what I would tell you. This is what I said last spring. Let me offer it to you. Steve, you want to keep Jaden Ivy. Cool. Trade Cade Cunningham. They can't play together.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ivy needs a point guard, and then you got your wings.
But then he's too small to play the two. Like, I mean, it's just, look, if you want Ivy, you got to run up tempo. You got to get him in the open floor, and you got to play at a high tempo. And that's not who they are. You could make it work with Jaden, but it's got to be a distinctly, in my opinion, Rico can certainly chime in here. My opinion, Rico, you'd have to be playing Phoenix Suns 7 seconds or less. If you want Jaden Ivey to be at his peak, it's got to be attack mode in the open floor.
Well, I got a guy for you, okay? And if you watch the Pacers game, TJ McConnell, 15 minutes, 7 of 8, 14 points and 4 assists. The guy looked like a starter, all-star.
But here's your problem. I mean, Steve, reality on a championship team, he's a bench warmer. He's not a bench warmer. He's a rotational piece. He's scoring more lately than he ever has in his career. That's not the answer. I need a guy that's going to play 35 minutes a night. That's not TJ McConnell.
Yeah, he's a situational. He comes off the bench. He helps you. Well, now I'm looking at this schedule of trying to figure out that first win for them.
It'll be what? Toronto in a week? I don't think they'll beat Philly, and they won't beat the Knicks. They'll be 0-6.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a chance.
At Brooklyn, they'll win.
Lakers here.
Not if the Lakers play. See, here's the other thing. This is the problem. We've arrived at a point. Like, do you remember this quote from Jaylen Brown a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Basically saying when we play certain teams in the league, and then he was like, well, Detroit, we run our offense through Sam Hauser. Mm-hmm. Teams don't even try against you. They'll openly sit their people against you.
Right. You know what? Hey, go out there, get your average, and then you're going to go ahead and get benched.
There were years that Steph didn't even play a game in the city of Detroit.
Oh, David, I remember Ja literally went out there, took like the first 10 shots. Okay, we're good. I'm going to the bench. I'm going to the club. See you guys later.
It's just something to keep an eye on as we progress through the year of A, Cade in the fourth quarter. Watch it, track it. Cade with the turnovers. And realistically, as we move forward, Trajan Langdon's going to have to make a bold move early in his tenure.
Did you say Toronto? You think that's their first victory?
No. The Brooklyn one.
Oh, the Brooklyn. Okay. Brooklyn's I was about to say Toronto's November 15th.
How about this? Hold on. David, 1 second. We'll get to do what we got to do. Go to December and count the wins.
No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
No, Rico, this is a horror movie. Open that door and walk down the dark corridor. I promise you the killer's not there.
Hey, brother. I'm black. I'm getting in the car and I'm going home.
You're first to go in the horror movie.
The second you say, hey, go through that door, you go through that door, I'm going home.
And dead. For December.
No. Go look at December. Where's the win?
You don't. You know what? I would set the over-under at 0.5.
There you go.
This is the Prop Bet Casino.
There you go.
David, Milwaukee, at Boston, at New York, Utah, at Phoenix, at LA, at Sacramento, at Denver.
They can beat Utah.
So that's what I said. I would set it at 0.5. Do you win a game in December?
248. Is Tom Gorris aware the season started? Your thoughts.
He'll be out in the LA game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.